All right, everybody, welcome to Nerds of a Certain Vintage. As always, I am Doink.
And I am the Doink.
we are here for our Woopa for Tuesday, April 16th. How did tax day go for you, Andy?
As good as can be expected, because I got my taxes in. Mm. It was a little late, because we had our cruise, and then I was deathly ill for a week.
Yeah, is that... What do I think?
I don't know. The skull ice cube is fairly large, really.
So I have to put a little bit more in.
Yeah, I brought Pat a special ice cube. We bought these molds that make a skull ice cube. They're very cool. Let's see. Because as they melt... See, it keeps turning away from me, you son of a bitch. Why are you turning away? Yeah, as it melts, the eyeballs get bigger and stuff. The eye holes.
It's staring at me. What are you drinking over there, Andy?
I'm having some pineapple soju, just like last week. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
This is my Basil Hayden.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be better about just doing, like, one drink.
Two fingers, maybe three.
Yeah, you know, during the Woopa. But this is almost empty.
Hey, might as well just finish that shit off.
Yeah, I'll just chug it. Give me a straw.
It's all about efficiency, really, if you think about it.
It would just take up space.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, you need that space. It's just a bottle. You need that that bottle-shaped area of space. So many things could go there.
Yes, another bottle.
That's the most obvious choice, really.
Yep. I'm wondering if I'll ever get to the point where I'm just like... Let me just spend a day or spend an evening like just drinking one little like snifter of scotch or bourbon or something.
Here's the thing. We are a little affected by what we see in movies.
Yes.
And they're not actually drinking liquor.
Yeah.
They're just downing that shit and they'll spend the whole evening drinking glass after glass. And that's tea.
That's not good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're...
See guys who will just sit there with the pipe and just, like, reading a book.
And where do you see these people?
Nick Offerman does one for Christmas where it's just like, you know how they have the Christmas...
Once again, this is media. It's an illusion.
Yeah, it's the video of, like, the burning log.
Mm-hmm.
But it's him sitting next to it for a couple of hours. Just drinking a single glass of bourbon.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is an actual glass of bourbon if he's spending hours drinking it.
Yeah.
There's a guy with some control, man.
And Nick Offerman, like, I could imagine.
Ron Swanson himself.
Yeah, he's just sitting there watching the fire and reading or drinking his little thing of bourbon.
And you have watched this.
I know. Not all the way through. For all I know, he could be refilling and be sloppy drunk by the time it ends.
Oh, that would be fun. I would watch that.
Yeah, him and his wife getting sloppy drunk.
Yeah, Megan Mullally.
Watching an
artificial log. Watching a Yule log. You sit there and watch a Yule log.
Yeah,
it's not even a real Yule log. It's a recording of a Yule log. Yeah. Why not?
We don't even have a fire. We're watching someone else watch a fire.
What does that say about yourself, right?
Yeah. We make fun of our kids for like sitting there watching video games.
Yeah, yeah.
Walkthroughs.
We watch other people sitting next to a fake fire. Yeah.
I'm cold in my house. What's wrong with me?
I'm watching this to warm up.
Yes.
That's the point of it.
I've got a cathode ray TV. That's what it is.
And I'm just bathing in that radiation.
That's right.
Man.
Ah, oh, man.
That's why we all have three testicles.
Basil Hayden. Woo!
Such a good thing. Yeah.
Artfully aged.
Did I tell you that my brother and I drank an entire bottle between us?
Yes, you did.
He says I did because I just told him that before we started the podcast. Yes. I'm repeating it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think my brother and I probably have drunk a bottle of bourbon between us.
I felt I felt shitty the next day, but surprisingly better than you might think, having drank half a bottle of liquor.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it was only the single... type of liquor, the single type
of... You're not messing around.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not mixing shit up. So I recovered.
And was it over the course of like 6 hours? Is that like...
I hope so.
the conclusion part of the night was a little bit fuzzy.
A little bit fuzzy, yep. Yeah. But, you know, always fun. Yeah. Always fun.
When my brother and I get together, like, invariably we'll go and get like a 30-pack of Coors Light. And just like... power through.
Well, I've heard. Yeah, I've heard the.
And I'm just like,
Orange Whip. All right,
orange isn't
that
whip, it? Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that the key word?
All bloated. Man. But anyway.
So full of Coors Light.
I was about to say we're not here to talk about that, but that's exactly the stuff
that's
we're
right.
here to talk about.
This is what we're here to talk about.
Yeah,
this is
It's our Woopa. It's a skippable.
Yeah.
Scoopable.
This is the episode we recommend you to skip, even though it's frequently our best episode.
Yes.
We have the most fun, and it's the funniest, but
yeah.
We don't recommend anybody, because they're not all winners, not all of them.
Yeah. A lot of the time we talk about, like, yard work and...
And tools.
And tools.
Yeah, various things. Guy stuff.
So what's up with you? What's up? What have you been up to? Yard work today?
Just, you know, I'm working a lot, and even on the weekends, because now I get paid overtime, so hell.
Nice.
I'm going to work a couple, I always worked a couple hours on the weekends, I just never got paid for it, so it's nice. And of course, yard work. Now it's time for yard work.
Yes.
So.
I was going to do yard work. Today would have been a beautiful day to do yard work.
Yeah.
But I could not do yard work today.
And my lawn looks so nice. Mm-hmm. We got a flyer on the door from one of the lawn companies. Saying, how would you like to have a healthy lawn? And I was like, fuck you. Have you seen my lawn? How dare you, sir?
That's when you chase him down.
Yeah, I went running out.
I want you to take this.
I went running out of the house. How dare you leave this on my step?
Unless you're coming asking for hints?
Oh, I was so hot. It's terrible. My wife was like,
Andy
calm
coming in
down.
Hot.
That just made me more angry.
Yeah, simmer down.
Just
simmer down now.
Simmer down now.
I would. My son was supposed to get up and mow the lawn, the front yard today, but he did not.
Well, your lawn looks relatively mowed. It's not like overgrown.
Yeah, I mean, I do have to do some like hacking of bushes and stuff.
You have to do some gardening in front. You have lamb's ear growing in the actual lawn.
I don't know what lamb's ear.
Lamb's ear is a ornamental plant that people plant in their I don't know, the areas that are ornamental. And you have
this.
It actually growing in the lawn itself.
Can I ask you a question about
sure,
it?
Sure.
Is it green?
It is a very light green.
Then it's all the same.
It's
thing,
barely green.
It might as well be green for me. Then.
If it was slightly less green, it would be white. Hmm. So.
Well, maybe I'll,
It's a lovely plant.
That sounds racist.
Yeah, maybe I'll, doesn't it though? I'm sure all the green people out there are very offended.
Yes.
I'm gonna come by here and just pull that lamb's ear up and take it home.
Do you want some?
Knowing my wife, absolutely.
You can take whatever you want.
Yeah.
My thing is like all of the retaining wall stuff that we built. The wooden retaining wall is starting to rot away. It's been there for a decade.
Yeah.
So
that stuff doesn't last forever. What'd you make it out of? Did you make it out of like those landscape timbers?
Landscape timbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those things rot out.
Yeah. So I'll probably I've got to pull those out and then replace them.
That's why I go with
concrete blocks.
Stone. That's
stone.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We bought stone for the backyard.
Slightly more expensive, but it lasts forever.
Yeah.
It doesn't last forever, but it lasts for a very long time. So
I mean, you got to really be messing stuff up to not have stone.
You got to put it in swampland, really, for it to really start to disintegrate. Mm-hmm. But that's what I've got in my backyard. So there you go. It starts to degenerate back into the concrete from whence it came.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
we're low on concrete.
We need extra concrete. Maybe you could salvage some.
Yeah.
My yard is going to be coming. This is how I paved my backyard very slowly over the course of like 80 years.
Yeah. Well, your bird will be able to see it. You know, aren't birds tremendously long living?
As pets they are, but well. Jeremy will still be there looking out that back window going, there it is. Concrete.
Yeah.
It's finally turned into the paving that he always wanted in the backyard.
Too bad he died 65 years
ago. Now all we need is a jackhammer and we can have a pool.
So what does that mean? You get up at like what, the crack of dawn? You sleep in?
I got up at the crack of dawn this morning because my stupid dog. Okay, so my pug used to sleep in the bed with me.
Right.
Right? And the problem was that he would get up at 7 o'clock. If I didn't get up because it was a weekend and I was sleeping in a little bit, by 6:30 or 7, he would be rolling around, walking on me.
Mm-hmm.
He'd come over, he'd start licking my face. He'd be like, get up and feed me, right?
Yeah.
So he stopped sleeping in the bed with me. He sleeps downstairs on one of the chairs.
Is that laziness?
It's his chair. Well, I think he's getting senile. I mean, he's like 12 and he doesn't see very well. He doesn't hear very well. And he's getting a little bit, he acts a little bizarre sometimes. So we're thinking he's maybe, and he's still the sweetest baby, but we think he's a little senile. But what will happen is he will stay downstairs until the sun peaks over the horizon, which these days is around 5:30. And, you know, just the slightest bit of lightening of the sky, and he's just like, oh.
He's an old man.
Oh, it's morning. It's morning. So he will come upstairs and start scratching on the door. So I got smart. I left the door cracked so he wouldn't scratch on it. It would just be open.
Yeah, so he just opens it.
He just comes in and walks on me at 5. He came in and walked over all over me at 5:30. I'm like, what are you doing, man? I'm like, I can see that it's lightened up outside, but I know it is not, you know, 7 yet. Yeah. There's no way. And I looked at the clock and it was like 5:32.
Right. I've got an idea.
Okay.
All right.
Hear me out. It's not a popular opinion.
Here's what
I'm going to say.
Here's what I'm hearing.
This soju is so good. That's right. So sweet and delicious.
You need a dog blinder. Get him one of those dog masks.
That's some of those, yeah, night
get him
mask.
A dog mask.
Yeah, yeah.
And like,
ooh, we can put it in the freezer, make it cold for him.
Oh yeah,
for his one good eye. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
All I need is a dog eye patch, really, for him. If I can sneak that on his little bullet head and keep it on, I don't think it's going to happen, man.
Well, hear me out. All
right. Okay.
I've got ideas.
Yes. More ideas. Listen to me here.
Staple gun.
Staple gun. Great idea. That is a great idea. You know, maybe some Loctite super glue.
Yeah.
He'll never realize it's happening. Yeah.
It is.
But
it
then
is.
He'll be like, I'm blind. Like both of these eyes don't see anymore. I can't see out of either one of these things.
All right. So I've got an idea.
Hear me out.
I'm a problem solver.
You are. I can tell that already. Well done.
No, I'm thinking like, you know, do they even make those kinds of masks for dogs?
I cannot imagine. Why? How would you keep?
I gotta see.
No, this is the wrong time for a patch tangent.
No. Come on.
And a
doggy sleeping mask.
Sleeping mask. Like, how do you strap that on? It comes with a muzzle. It's attached to a collar just to strap it around his head.
So in Google, I'd put in doggy sleep, and it's got doggy sleep apnea.
Oh, yeah,
I think maybe there's a
can you imagine,
doggy sleep apnea.
Can you imagine trying to put one of those machines on a dog?
Yeah.
Like to force air into it?
Yes.
You blow up like a balloon before the morning.
Oh, my gosh. They do have the doggy sleeping masks.
That's just wrong, man. That's just abuse.
You gotta look at it.
That's just abuse to try and get one of those things on a dog. Oh my god.
Look at this one. That was the best.
It's like a reverse muzzle. It covers the entire top of their face, but it leaves their snout sticking out.
Come on, Tip Tips.
All right. Speaking of someone to test this on.
Yes, you want a sleeping mask, Tippy?
Yeah, she barely has a snout at all.
Yes, you wouldn't be.
Man, she's so tiny, you would never find that size in a sleeping mask.
She was a hit. We took her over to CarMax today, and everybody loved her.
Oh, well, of course.
Everybody was loving on Tippy.
And yet,
they're staring at
her. And yet, they hate rats.
Yeah, you tell him.
Yeah.
Tell him.
You have to understand, listeners, because you don't see Tippy. Tippy weighs like
8 pounds. A little bit less than 8 pounds.
Yeah, if that. And most of that's hair.
Yes.
She's the tiniest little thing.
Yeah, when she gets a bath, like, it's surprising how, like skinny she actually is. Like, you get her wet, and, like, she looks like a snake.
Well, you know, when we went and saw that Cruella movie, and they dressed that chihuahua as a rat to scare the guards, Tippy is who I was thinking of.
Oh,
I was like, we could do that with Tippy.
We could absolutely do that with Tippy.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
A rat costume. Fantastic.
No.
A sleep mask.
No, you're getting a doggy sleep mask.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that would help you, because she sleeps on your head at night, right?
Yeah, but she doesn't wake me up normally. It's the snoring that wakes me up. She snores.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your wife.
Well, she's snores too. Yeah.
And you know what? It's not to put too fine a point on. We all snore at this age. Everybody snores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people will take it personally. Like
you're snoring to upset my sleep. You're doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Like,
I don't think it's
my
even
wife
that.
Says it to me, and I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, but like, all you got to do is poke at me.
You realize I'm sleeping, right? Like, I'm doing anything on purpose at that point.
Oh,
yeah.
I do some things on purpose.
You're getting that erection on purpose. You could be right about that.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure.
You don't know what I'm dreaming about.
Exactly. My wife never, like, thought I was doing it on purpose. She just couldn't stand the sound, so she would be kicking and pushing and poking, and I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go sleep in that other room, you know? I know it's a guest room. This, consider me a guest.
This is that other room.
I know. There's nowhere for you to sleep. No, you know, you could throw a cot on top of this table, yeah. I guess.
So comfy.
Well, it would be comfy for you considering you're a giant. At 7 feet tall, there's... Yeah, at 7 feet tall, you're not fitting on this.
I look like an elf.
Yeah. You're going to have your torso on this, but your low back will be hanging off the end.
I'll just put a bed underneath it.
You need a second table is what you need. Yeah.
No, I need my son to move out so that I can have that bedroom.
Oh, well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
One day.
It never happens.
One day when he strikes it rich. I'm not expecting my kids to move out
either. We were talking about, because for me, today was all about buying my new car.
Right.
New to me. New to you. Not a new car.
Yep.
But while we were over there, the guy was like, yeah, he started talking, and he's the guy who processes all the
You know, we sell used houses, too.
Well, he was talking about how, he was actually talking about Tippy.
Okay.
And... when we had gone over there for a test drive, there was another guy with a dog out there.
Okay.
And he was talking about other people who come in with their pets, and he was mentioning that guy. And that guy was there as an agent of a car agent. Like, he's not the agent himself. He just transports cars.
Okay.
Like every Wednesday, apparently, they do a car auction at CarMax. And so agents will go over there, because you have to be an agent to take part in the auction, and they'll like buy three or four, and then they have people there that will just drive them to their lot. And of course my wife was getting like, maybe we should be a car agent. So I was like, you can be a car agent. I have no interest in being a car agent.
Yeah,
but
how does one become a car agent?
I guess you just start buying cars and selling them. There's probably some sort of a, you know, process, but one of the things he was saying is that
I'll bet there's a test. There's always a test.
Yeah, there's licenses and stuff you gotta pay for.
That's how they get you, those sons of...
It's staring at me.
his skull ice cube.
Yes, and so...
I am the specter of death in bourbon.
I'm waiting for you.
Bourbon will be the death of you.
And so, but he was saying that as an employee of CarMax, and don't hold me to this because it's just what I remember him saying, and I'm half.
And if you live in a different location and there's a CarMax, they may not have the same rules. So don't like send us angry emails. Yeah. Actually, do send us angry. We don't get any emails.
Yeah. So, but what he said is, like, as an employee, he can buy cars for $300 over cost.
Mm-hmm.
Which is how he buys all of his cars.
Sure, why not? Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. You buy it, you take it to another lot, you become an agent.
Yeah, yeah.
That's your side gig.
You trade it in.
Yeah.
Yep. For close to... well, you wouldn't get close.
You're getting cost at that point. But, I mean, if you buy a car at cost, that saves you thousands of dollars.
It absolutely could, yeah.
And so I was like, man, you need to go over there and, like...
Grab a job,
like... just like cleaning up cars, parking them, whatever it takes, so you can get a new car or a new work.
Well, you went over there to pick up a car today, so they're open on the weekends, mm-hmm. right? I'm going to take my son over there and see if they have a work in the garage.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, because he's got his mechanics certificate, so. Man, and we could be getting cars.
Yeah. Well, that's what my wife is saying. She's like, we could buy and sell a couple of cars. And I'm like, I don't think it's worth the amount of effort you think of putting into it. But
he would,
if I were younger and if I were my son's age,
mm-hmm.
and I could work there and like
occasionally grab a car
and just be like,
yeah, I'm gonna drive this for a little while.
Sell it to my buddies.
Yeah, I'm gonna drive it for a little while, then sell it for my buddies.
Yeah.
So they know that their employees will buy a car at $300 over cost and then flip it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess he does it like in a limited amount, so he's not getting snagged for like...
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, cutting into the business or whatever.
I mean, and he might buy a car to give to his sister or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And she might pay him cost plus $700 or cost plus $1,000.
But Xander wants a weekend job because he doesn't like sitting around the house. And he's always trolling Craigslist and telling me about these cars to buy. And I'm like, that sounds great. We're not buying it. Yeah. But we're not going to buy that.
Once we get all my car all fixed up, then I'll take him out for a ride and see what he thinks of it.
Of your car?
Yeah, my car.
Yeah.
Because he's the car guy. Like, I should have come to him and been like, what do you think of these?
Well, he's not that kind of car guy. He's more like, I mean, he knows some stuff.
What are you doing?
If you ever feel like that, I'll get my buddy Nick to ride in the car with you. But Nick is...
I don't really need...
A car guy.
Yeah. I'm happy to have Nick in the car if he
Nick
wants to go.
Nick is a car guy. Like, yeah. If you hear that noise and he's in your car, he'll be like, oh, it's that. It's this thing.
He is the car guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He managed a parts store. He does a lot of mechanical work. He now runs a body shop. I mean, he's been a car guy forever. He is the car guy.
Yeah, I wish I was that guy. I wish I was the guy.
Who I don't know.
All that stuff.
You know, I got into the auto damage side. Here's where we talk about tools.
Yes. This is where we wrap it up.
And it was good information. I liked it.
We can't wrap it up. There's still Basil Hayden.
Oh, well, of course. Yes. And we do not
want
to...
What soju do you have left?
Oh, I have plenty of soju left. And plus, you can't stop until you finish the skull cube.
Oh, I can definitely stop before the skull cube.
That skull cube,
that's
man.
Skull cube.
And that's the good water. By the way,
that's why the Basil Hayden tastes so good,
so delicious.
I gotta go back in for some more. I'm not driving.
Why not? You're not driving anywhere.
Yeah,
you're driving down the hall to your bedroom.
Oh Lord, think about the shelf space that I'm creating.
You're not driving, but of course I don't know what goes on between you and your wife.
Yeah, so I would like it if he had the job just so he could... Because right now he's driving a 2000 Jeep Grand Cherokee, which is a beater. It's like, it's a perfectly fine, like, get-around car.
Yeah, yeah.
But
the Jeeps were never known for being, like, great vehicles for long-term ownership, right? I mean, they're not like Volvos and
stuff. The seats are falling
apart. Yeah.
You know, it's kind of beat up. It's got some electrical problems in it. And if he could get a car for... like $5,000
mm-hmm.
that was a decent car.
Right.
That CarMax would sell for, I don't know, 12 maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, probably 10 or 12, something like that. Yep.
That's a decent kind of solution.
Well, I don't know that their markup is that high. I don't imagine that it would be 100% markup. But
I don't know. I looked at what the blue, the Kelley Blue Book value of this car is.
Mm-hmm.
And in its current state, it's like 10 to... 12,000.
Okay.
And I bought it for 18. So
they
marked it up. I don't know. If they bought it at the low end, they marked it up $8,000.
Well, if you look for a car, you should look at the NADA.
All right. Thanks for telling me.
You didn't ask.
Of course, I didn't ask.
Yeah. No. Because the Kelley is what you're going to get from a place like CarMax because it includes the dealership markup.
Mm.
The NADA is just straight up value. Like, right. No markup.
Well, I have to
so,
look that up.
I mean, and you can, and
I'm
once
happy
again,
with my car for the 12 hours I've owned it.
And once again, these
I
are,
haven't even owned it
these are all negotiations. This is like talking about tools, essentially.
Yes.
This is arcane knowledge, but, in my job in insurance, when we negotiate car prices, we don't look at the Kelley because we're not doing dealership stuff. We're paying you what your car is worth.
What are you, like, how are you about buying cars? Like, do you negotiate? You go to a place where you're, like haggling with the guys?
I hate buying cars. I have no desire to buy cars. All my cars are old.
Hmm.
I know enough to do my own work on them in a lot of ways. Like, right. I've changed oxygen sensors. I do all the suspension work I do myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to one day make enough money at a job where I can pay someone else to do that because I don't really like doing car work. But I bought a Mazda truck for Xander as a project car before he went to school for mechanics.
Sure.
And he wasn't that interested in really working on it. He wanted to, I guess, but he was, you know, he has autism, so what are you going to do? So Nick and I... It had a blown head gasket, which is a major problem. And Nick and I took the engine apart and took it to the machine. I took it to the machine shop and had them mill the head to smooth it out because it, you know, there's always
a chance. Frozen?
Well, no. All right. This is such heavy tool talk.
Yes.
But if you drive a car that has no oil in it, and that's what happened to this guy. He had a.
I was in a truck that froze up.
Yeah. Something happened. To his truck where all the oil started to come out of it. I think that there's a rear seal that broke and all the oil came out. And he tried to drive it home with no oil in it.
Yeah, that's bad.
And
that's
he,
just dumb.
Yeah. And
how old was he at the time?
Old enough to know better.
Mm.
Yeah.
But, so 16 at least.
No, this guy I think was in his 40s. I mean, so I was
at best you might be able to drive it to a place where you can buy oil.
Yeah, but he was he was selling it for $400 or $500. So I was like, okay, I'll buy it and tow it. That's another like $120. And so we took the engine apart. We took it to be milled because what happens is if you drive it without oil, it overheats, and the engine block is cast iron, so it's fine. But the head is aluminum, and it will warp.
Mm-hmm.
It'll kind of bend a little bit. So what you have to do is to take the head in and have it milled, which means they will kind of
straighten it
cut
off.
The bottom off of it just by millimeters to smooth it so that it's absolutely flat mm-hmm. again. That way, when you put the seal between it and the actual block, it will seal tight so the oil won't leak out. But you know, I didn't really know what I was doing. Nick knew what he was doing, and we got it together, but we didn't realize that when he's used to machine shops that when you take it in to mill the head, they put the head back together. These guys...
The mill did.
They put the head back together, but they didn't put the rear seal in it. So when we ran it, all the oil came out again. Yeah, and we stopped it immediately, but, you know, and we figured out where the seal is, so we put, like, gasket sealer in, and we put it in, and... It ran for a second, but then later on it wouldn't run again. And when I checked the oil, once again it had coolant in it, which meant that there's. And Nick said the original guy probably cracked the block when he overheated it.
Okay,
that's the other danger. In which case you just need a whole new engine.
Right.
So we just gave it away to Eggleston, who's the local charity. Mm-hmm. So. You know, I replaced a head gasket.
That's always nice. Here's a free car. It's your problem now.
Well, no, they just sell it for scrap, so they make money on it. Yeah. It's fine. You know. And then the next project car we got was a nice 92 Miata that, you know, a kid had, and he did stupid stuff to it, like lowering. You know, a Miata already rests on the ground. Yeah. To lower it is essentially like, here, we're just trying to throw sparks, man. You know? Something was going on in the engine.
What happens when you hit the NOS, man.
Yeah, something was going on in the engine. Rather than just fixing it, they took the entire engine apart. And so we got the car with all the engine in pieces, and Nick and I took the last bit of it apart so that we could just rebuild it. And Nick kept going, don't rebuild it. Just buy a new engine. Just buy a used engine. Don't buy a new engine, but buy a used engine. And I was like, well, no, my son wants to be a mechanic. He should learn how to do this stuff. We had it for 4 years.
It's a huge puzzle.
Never touched this thing.
You got a bunch of puzzle pieces.
Yeah, I know. Around. We just took up space in the garage. So finally,
over 4 years, tubes start getting old and cracked.
No, they were already all in pieces anyway. And then the homeowner association was like, no, you have to get rid of this car. I was like, oh, that's fine. It's done.
Man.
So now Xander is talking all the time about finding these cars on Craigslist to work on. And so getting him a job at CarMax, that sounds like a perfect thing for him.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently you can go on their website. And
I will do that for him. He's always talking about it, but he never gets to that. I will do it. I will say, if we can get...
My son's the same way.
Yeah.
Maybe it would pay more. I'm like, you can almost guarantee that it'll pay more.
Oh, absolutely, man. A regular job?
You're not spending your money on gas driving around.
Yeah.
So,
if he has any interest in it, the TCC mechanics course, it's 2 years. It's not. Yeah, it's not expensive.
I might be interested.
I would be interested. When I retire, I might do it.
You and me. Together.
Yeah, we'll go in there.
Yeah.
We'll open our own little garage.
Yes. And then
we'll get jobs at CarMax.
No, then we'll become car agents, and we'll just go to CarMax and buy cars and just sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, this has this clearly has a blown flibbity jupiter.
But apparently CarMax, like, we have 30 days to return my car for any reason.
Okay.
Like, anything.
So if that noise comes up again, you're just like, sorry, there's a noise.
He said he had one car returned because the cup holder wasn't big enough for the guy's drink. Like that kind of stuff.
I love that. So, man, we are Americans.
Absolutely. My floating chair
doesn't have... USA! USA!
So I've got the option of like taking it back. But
I think that's actually a Virginia law thing. Like any contract, you have 30 days to.
I don't know. He was saying that they were switching it to 10 days next month. That they would because if you give people 30 days and they return something on the 30th day, then, like, there's all kinds of, we have to pay out the interest on the loan, and we've got to pay out the, all of these fees for getting new tags and stuff and all that, so...
Yeah, you're right. When I, as soon as I said that, I was like, that can't be right. I don't think Virginia has a 30-day thing, but I think it has like a 7-day.
There's probably a return.
There's a 7-day, I believe.
So, I'm happy with my car. And if my son were able to get a job over there, I got to wonder, like, how much do the salespeople make? Because there's zero pressure. Like, there was zero. And that's one of the things I hate about buying cars.
Right.
I'm okay if this car is actually worth 16 grand and I spend 17 on it. That $1,000 is worth it so that I don't have to be like feel like I got to take a shower after coming home and talking to the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I went in there and they were like, "Yeah, we got to set up an appointment for you to come and test drive. We brought the car in, you know." And so you go in and they've got a big list of like all the people who are coming in for test drives or other things. And it's packed. Like it's 15, 20 people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, every time I've gone in there, it's filled with people.
Right.
I'm like, if even like two or three of those people are buying a car, then the people have got to be making a good living. Like, you know, I don't know what they make.
I think
it's probably all fee-based.
Well, sales is a tricky gig, but yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind
commission kind of stuff because nobody was trying to upsell me on anything.
Well, it's not commission in that fashion, I imagine. But yeah, I imagine it's a commission sort of thing. Like if you sell a car, it ends up being like a lot of things. Like, you know, you're not pushing the sale. If it happens, it happens, and so that's fine.
Well, there was
but maybe they're just a straight salary company, in which case there is no pressure to make sales.
Maybe, I don't know. I mean, there was, on every sale, it said there's a $599 CarMax fee, non-negotiable. So that's where I was thinking, a portion of that probably goes to the people who are doing the sale.
Yeah.
And so if they get $300 for every car they sell, and they sell, I don't know, five a week, that's a decent paycheck to be bringing home as a second career kind of thing. Maybe that's what I'll do after I retire.
Yeah, why not?
Go and sell cars at CarMax.
I wouldn't mind. It seems like a decent place to work. So, anyway, I'm done with my soju. How's your Basel
Hayden? I'm almost done. All right, are we done? Are we ready to wrap this thing up?
Sure. We got into tool talk. There's I tried to keep it light. I tried to keep it fun. But, you know, it's hard when we're talking about tools. When we're talking about our tools. Because it's so interesting. USA! USA!
Yes. All right, well, the dame has spoken, so it is time for us to wrap it up.
Oh, this was the best episode ever.
As always, I have been Doink.
And I have been Doink.